What we want everybody to do tonight is have a really good time, but just remember to be sensible and not put themselves in a position of risk. Not saying people shouldn't drink, of course not, but just saying, just watch it. Just watch how far you're going. Just watch what you're doing. Make sure that you've got your ways home prepared before you go out, and just be sensible. I always like to think of A&E like an insurance policy. You pay into it. You have it there if you need it, if you have an accident. But sadly, there are one or two people tonight who are likely to be going out, and actually they're creating an accident for themselves. And they're the people who, when they get into the service looks at them and says, you know, really, why are you here? Why are you doing this? Is this what we're here for? When other really ill people who couldn't avoid it are being perhaps left or left slightly longer because these people are here as well. A&E departments take the brunt of the immediate problem because they get the people turning up at the night or not turning up, being brought in more often than not by ambulances or even by police at times. For surgeries, it's a longer-term question about people actually returning to a sensible drinking pattern and not getting in the habit of binge drinking, which plays havoc with them, the individual, with their own lives, and plays havoc as well for their families. You know, nobody would want to be in a family where you don't know where your relatives are, you don't know what state they're going to be in when they come back, and all the problems that go along with that.